It's time for Coach Bob Knight, and I've been waiting all week long. It's time for Coach Bob Knight.
All righty.
Your heart is wrong. He's calling from Texas Tech, and he's...
It is Bob and Dan here at 4:34. We're at the Varsity Club.
We need a new song.
Already? It's only been a year, right?
Yeah, something like, shall we gather at the river? You know, we need something with some lyrics attached to that song.
All right, well, we'll put the word out, and I'm sure it won't be long, and someone will submit it.
Oh, come, all ye faithful. You know, something that, you know, I'm getting tired of hearing that one.
Well, I will bet that we'll have a new one by next week if Bob Knight wants one.
I'll tell you something, Coach. This is starting out as the best episode ever, though, if you're going to be singing a lot.
But let me tell you where I am, boys. I'm looking at the Canadian Horseshoe at Niagara Falls.
No kidding.
That's where I'm standing. Our team's down there taking pictures of the falls and throwing snowballs.
Well, that doesn't sound like a practice, getting ready for a big game.
Well, practice is over, but I think when you take kids away and there's something like this, Niagara Falls, you want them to see it. I doubt if we've got any kid with us that's ever seen Niagara Falls before.
Yeah.
So we worked out this afternoon from about 2 to 3 and walked through a lot of things and just got on our bus and just about a 30-minute ride up here from Buffalo, and I just wanted them to get a look at Niagara Falls, one of the great scenic beauties in America.
You know, I like hearing you say that, and because in a broader sense, you've been to the tournament a million times. Heck, you've won 3 national titles, but I remember, even as a radio guy, my first trip to the tournament was from the press conferences to the, just any aspect of being at the big dance for a kid in college. That is about as great as it gets, and those guys right now are on cloud 9, I'm sure.
Well, I think that when you start the season out, when we outline what we'd like to do, the first thing we'd like to do is be really competitive for the league championship. And we were for a while, not quite the first half of the season, but the first 6 or 7 games. We were kind of hanging in there, and then we started struggling and scrambling. So that kind of went by the wayside. So the next thing that you're really working toward is getting into the NCAA tournament. And that was our second objective, and one that I was really pleased that these kids were able to reach. And I think they did it through pretty good concentration and pretty good play during those 3 games with Missouri, Iowa State, and Colorado. And I think that we were probably safely in the tournament after the Iowa State game, and that's what was really pleasing to me about the effort that we had against Colorado, because I think it just added a little bit to our position, and don't think it was particularly necessary, but certainly added something to it.
Yeah, Colorado seems to be the one beefing, right? They statistically...
I think that our league, as competitive as it is, should always have at least 5 teams in the NCAA tournament. And I think that that Colorado certainly has reason to feel that it should be in there. But I'm a little bit tired of them whining about our being in it instead of them, because I think that we were a very safe choice before we ever played Colorado. I think Colorado, because of its preseason schedule, had to beat us to get into the tournament. I think the only scenario that I think could have conceivably kept us out of the tournament would have been had Missouri won the Big 12 tournament, and in doing so, that would push everybody else down one spot. And if Colorado would have beaten us, then they would have beaten us twice and certainly would have deserved the 5th spot over us if that were to have been the case. But when that didn't happen, I still felt that Big Colorado deserved to be in the tournament. But, you know, every year you can pick something here or something there that might be a little bit different than what you think.
Hey, I know you're, I guess if we were to classify you with a conference, it would clearly be the Big Ten, and I grew up around the Big Ten. Has that conference fallen off that far that they're only worthy of three teams?
Well, you know, I'm not sure there should have been three teams in it. I spent a lot of time in the Big Ten, and there were people in the Big Ten that that I enjoyed, but I can assure you that with one or two exceptions, I have no feeling for the Big Ten whatsoever.
This is the Bob Knight Show. Van Chevrolet and Resource Concepts sponsor this week's edition of the Bob Knight program. So with all these tournaments, you've been in this for so long, do you like, certainly marketing-wise, CBS and everybody loves what the tournament has become. Do you like what the tournament has become?
Well, I think that the NCAA has let it become too commercial. I mean, it's a difficult, it's become a very difficult thing to get tickets to. Even the people that, the four teams that go to the finals, so the tournament, I think, only get either 12 or 1,500 tickets. And I don't like the way it's been commercialized. I'm a lone voice in this regard, but I would always like to see this team have the, or this tournament have the absolute best 64 teams in it, with no regard whatsoever to conference champions. Our bus is having a heart attack right now.
You might want to turn around. Andre may have gone over the falls in a barrel.
Are you okay?
That's that whistle blowing. We got one of America's great drivers here. He just took out a gun and shot it. He told me that he couldn't figure out what the hell it was that was going on when we were coming up here to the falls. But he's got a 22 with a silencer on it that has soft-nosed bullets in it. We got a hole in the dashboard about 6 inches across right now, but that we don't have that buzzer anymore either.
Well, be careful, by all means. All right, it's the Bob Knight Show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. So what do you think of your first-round draw here? What can you tell us about UNC Charlotte briefly?
I think that any time that you get away from the first... I remember one time we were... I think I'll be right about this. I think we were a 6 seed, and Boston College was an 11 seed, and we played one another, and the game went right down to the wire. We lost we were playing in the regional in Miami, I think, and we lost to them, and with them at 11 and us at 6, I'll tell you, I'd have been happy if we could have played them 10 times and split with them or won 6 games. I think we were that even. And so when you get into like 8 and 9 like we are with Charlotte, there's not much difference. In teams. They're a team, I think, with the quickness and the athletic ability of a team like Missouri. They shoot the ball really well. They're very athletic. They play a variety of defenses, probably from the standpoint of playing multiple defenses, they probably play it about as well as anybody in the country does. Their coach, Bobby Lutz, has really, over the years, been a guy, a real proponent of multiple defenses, and has coached them very well. We'll have to be able to adjust to a lot of different looks from the defense, a lot of different things that they'll throw at us during the ball game.
One of my Bob Knight stories was the first time I was ever at the tournament. You guys were in the same regional. I was with Liberty and Landover in 94, and it's interesting, they're up there with you again this year, but what I remember as a highlight of that 94 experience for myself was Media Day, and a chance to see Bob Knight do a press conference, and I'm curious today how Media Day was for you, because I know that's always the day before the big game, so you've probably done it already.
Well, media was fine. I kind of, we got through and the moderator said, well, we have time for one more question. And I couldn't resist saying, well, with my relationship with the media being what it was over all these years, I would have thought that you would have said, instead of one more question, that you would have said, Bob's willing to stay here to answer questions as long as you want to ask them.
So that's about as eventful as it got today then, huh?
Yeah, it was a kind of quiet day.
All right, very nice.
Let me ask you one more thing just about the tournament, and then we'll probably cut you loose and let you go over the falls in a barrel or whatever you're about to do.
I think I'll pass that. They don't allow you to do that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise.
We were just told, our man told us, Fred told us that, how long ago was it the guy went over in a kayak, Fred? About 5 years ago, a guy went over in a kayak. The kayak was built better than the guy was. It survived, and the guy didn't.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's not good odds, I would imagine, going over the falls. But as far as looking ahead, I know that players can't do it, but realistically, you probably have to, right? Do you?
I tell you, I really don't. I never look ahead. St. Joe's is playing Liberty in the game that would, if we won, we would play the winner of that game, and I couldn't give you the starting lineup of either team. Pat really worked on the Charlotte game, and Chris Beard and Stu Robinson have been working on the other game in the event that we could win tomorrow and then play the winner of the St. Joe's Liberty game. So I don't even know anything about those teams at this point.
All right, very interesting. Well, Coach, good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next Thursday or, you know, whenever next week, whatever fits your schedule. And good luck to you. That's all we got.
Well, you know, I just close by saying, oh, come all ye faithful.
Joyful and hey, triumphant.
Whatever that means, Coach, we're all for it.
We use those lyrics a little bit, different words or something. We're being really, you know, something. Or, you know, like we could parody, take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm sure the listeners are getting on it as we speak.
No idea is a bad idea, Bob.
All right, thanks, Coach. We'll see you.
Okay, man, thanks.
That is Bob Knight in what would probably be described as rare form.
Van Chevrolet
had the ticket.
And Resource Concepts, proud to be part of that.
Do you think he was going to sing today, Corby?
If you had...
Not O Come All Ye Faithful.
If you had Bob Knight singing O Come All Ye Faithful in the pool, then you're a winner.
Was that the only one he sang? What did he come out with?
I mean, it's...
All right, it's 4:48.
All I know coming is if Burrito Jimmy would have shown up, it wouldn't have been as surprising as hearing that out of him.
Are we doing E-News next?
Up next, Corby... all right. will you imagine this is the great George Dunham popping on?
I just kind of can't come up with a better tune than Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
I'm sorry, it's Bob Knight again. Hi, Coach. I didn't realize you were calling back.
You just kind of put some lyrics around something.
Like what do you have in mind?
I don't know. Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Well, could you sing a little?
Man, I'm kind of getting tired of a song that sold, you know, 40 million copies.
Oh, yeah, I can understand. It's not really recognizable.
No,
it's
just something hip, you know, like row, row, row.
What about maybe Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
Yeah, no, that's a good one, too. I like the nursery rhyme kind of, you know, thing.
Are you up on 1 foot right now?
Well, maybe, yeah. You guys might say that, yeah.
Well, Coach, what a pleasure to have you call back and everything. And
Well, yeah, I just wanted to throw a couple more songs out
there. Oh, okay. Well, those are really good ideas, and I'm sure
you know,
the people...
I can't put lyrics to songs. Right. I come up with random...
Right, you're more of a coach. You're more of a...
Right.
That's more your field of expertise. But our listeners probably could come up with something, and... Yeah, we appreciate the suggestion.
Well, you know, just something, you know.
Okay,
anything, right? Anything. All right.
Okay, I'll kind of see you guys later.
All right. We'll kind of see you, too.
There goes... the other Coach Knight, and this is the ticket. We must play some commercials now.